The National History Bee is going to be held June 1st through the 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. Medford has representatives going down. They are 8th graders. Some of these representatives are my guests. First of all, their advisor is Kevin Wellman, and I'm joined by Sam Liske, Veronica Derricks, and Jake Seinpar. Let's begin with Veronica, because I am told you are the first Medford female to qualify for this national competition. So how's that feel?
It's really cool. It's really interesting being the first one. I never thought I really would be that.
How'd you get involved in History Bee? How'd you get interested?
My mom always really taught me about history, and she enjoys it so much. And when they offered it at school with the test everyone took, I just had a lot of fun with it.
And Sam Liske, how'd you get involved?
I watch a lot of documentaries about history and all that kind of stuff.
Did you ever think it would be a competition, though, that you could compete? That's pretty cool.
No, I never thought it would turn into that.
Did you have goals set? I mean, did you think, oh boy, I can get to the nationals and I can compete? Or you just take it one meet at a time?
My first year, I didn't even think I was going to go to nationals, but eighth grade, I thought I was going to make it, and I did, so.
Well, congratulations. What about you, Veronica? Did you think in the beginning, oh boy, I'm going to get to the nationals and it's going to be?
Oh, no way.
No way?
No. It was kind of surprising going to the meet because there were so many things I didn't know and things I was surprised I knew. So I just kind of just was enjoying it and wanted to see what came out of that.
Do you have a favorite period of history and why?
I really like the 1920s. I really like the Harlem Resistance and all the music that came out of there.
Prohibition and that whole thing and the
speakeasies
and the mobsters, the gangsters, and
there's interesting stories there.
What about you, Sam? What's your favorite period of history?
I liked when the Romans were going on because I just know the most about that period.
Wonderful. Well, Sam, what do you think nationals is going to be like? What's that going to be like?
Well, I'd like to think it's going to be the same as last year, just with more stuff going on.
What about you, Veronica? What do you think?
It's going to be complete chaos. I can tell you that right now, because there's going to be so much going on, a new city and everything, but it's going to be enjoyable.
Are there, Veronica, questions from a period of history you hope you don't get?
Any foreign wars.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Any foreign wars. What about you, Sam?
Anything after World War II.
Oh, my goodness. So you really are into the Roman ancient history. So anything after World War II is going to be a trouble point for you.
Yes, it is.
Now, Sam, when you're in the competition, you don't know what kind of questions you're going to get, right? They could come from anywhere?
Any time in history.
Any time in history. So hopefully it's going to be in your wheelhouse. Well, congratulations on qualifying for nationals, and best of luck. Our third qualifier is Jake Seinpar. And Jake, when you found out you were going to nationals, what was that like?
I was quite happy and a little bit surprised, like, the first year, because I actually didn't score too well, but I was happy that I made it to nationals, because it was a lot of fun.
About how much time do you spend studying, preparing, practicing for a history bee?
I spend the same amount of time as everybody else with the history bee, like, 30 minutes before school.
And do you do like a mock meet? Is that how it works? Or you just pour over books and internet sites and stuff?
We do it like it would be competition, except we don't like actually keep track most of the time. And then we also do like Kahoot, which is like one computer controls the whole game and everybody else has got to answer the correct answer to get the most points.
How'd you get involved in History Bee? What made you want to do this?
Well, I just took the test and surprisingly scored really well, so I made the team and everything. And plus, my older brother was in it too, so.
Do you have a favorite period of history and why?
I don't know. I really like World War II, I guess, because it's got a bunch of cool stuff.
Is there a question or a period of history questions concerning you hope you don't get at the nationals?
Yeah, there's questions that I have, like, no idea what. They're just, like, really confusing. And I'm like, what? I don't know this.
But otherwise, you're pretty confident you're going to do well. Yes?
Yep, definitely.
All right. Once again, Jake Seinpar, he is on his way to the History Bee Nationals, June 1st through the 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. Coming up, we'll meet with Medford's History Bee advisor, Kevin Wellman, and we'll get some sample history questions. We'll test our knowledge of history after this.